This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A day before a meeting of European Union leaders where a vote is likely on Ukraine's candidacy to the Union, Russian forces pounded Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, and the eastern Donbas region. The EU leaders' two-day summit begins Thursday, today in Brussels. A deputy prime minister for European and Euro-Atlantic integration told the Associated Press the vote could come as early as Thursday. The candidacy status is just the first step toward joining the 27-member group. U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is underscoring the Fed's determination to slow inflation. The AP's Jennifer King has that story.
Price pressures have spread to a broad range of goods and services.
Addressing the Senate Banking Committee, Jerome Powell says the central bank is keenly aware of the problems dogging the U.S. economy as it struggles to recover from the pandemic.
We understand the hardship that high inflation is causing. We are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down.
Powell came under fire from both sides of the aisle. Senator Elizabeth Warren got the Fed chair to acknowledge that raising interest rates won't reduce gas or food prices.
Rate hikes won't make Vladimir Putin turn his tanks around and leave Ukraine.
After blaming President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package for exacerbating inflation, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina accused Powell of taking too long to raise rates.
The Fed has largely boxed itself in to a menu of purely reactive policy measures.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Rescuers continue searching through rubble for survivors after a powerful earthquake struck a mountainous region of eastern Afghanistan. Officials warn the grim toll of more than 1,000 dead and more than 1,500 injured may still rise. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, with the VOA